I'm really happy that I can share our work in a history. And my name is Myungsu, and just call me MJ, and coming from Penn State University. And today I'm going to talk about the different page allocation strategies on a high-speed SSD. So this work has been achieved with my advisor, Dr. Kandamir. So let me summarize our work in one slide. So main insight behind our work is that the exploiting internal parallelism has become a key design issue in high-speed SSD. And to achieve the high-level parallelism, there is different level parallelism are exploited. So SSD systems employ the multiple NAND flash packages in a system level, and in parallel, NAND flash technologies are being developed to extract and maximizing parallelism. So there is a bunch of studies to uncover the SSD internals and parallelism. However, when we consider both the system level and flash level resources, still internal parallelism behavior are unclear. So we simulated 24 page allocation strategies geared toward exploiting both system level and flash level parallelism with a cycle occurrence simulation model, and we present several optimization points based on our findings. So as we all know, the SSD is much faster than any spinning device. So because of this high-speed SSD, the high-performance interface from the south bridge to the north bridge, like a PCI Express or a SATA 3, are introduced to the current commercial SSD. So this interface provides data rate ranging from the 6 gigabit per second to the 16 gigatrans per second. However, the NAND flash, the bandwidth of NAND flash are limited around 40 megabytes per second. So one thing that current commercial SSD have to overcome is that the reducing this performance disparity between host interface and NAND flash memory. So the SSD is not just the NAND flash because it's composed by the multiple internal resources like buses and multiple flash packages. So incoming I/O requests can be striped over the multiple internal resources. So thanks to the parallelism and architectures, we believe that the internal parallelism and parallelizing data accesses are key to improve the performance of SSD and the key to fill the gap between host interface and NAND flash performance. And let's talk about SSD internal a little detail. So at forefront of SSD, there is a host interface controller, which is connected with a host side module so that SSD can receive I/O request. And under the host interface controller, they employ the embedded processors, which are connected with a multiple channel. So that I/O request can be striped over the multiple channels looks like this. And we refer this method as to the channel striping. And when you look at the individual channel, each channel also employs multiple flash packages so that such striped I/O request can be pipelined among the multiple NAND flash packages. So we call this method as a way pipelining. Again, when you look at the individual NAND flash, the NAND flash technology also employs multiple die in the NAND flash packages. So such pipeline and the striped I/O request can be interleaved among the multiple dies called die interleaving. And when we look at individual die, it also employs multiple plane by sharing one word line or two word line. So the parallelized data access can be served the different plane at the same time. So we call this one the plane sharing. And as I demonstrate here, the channel striping and rail pipelining utilize the system level resources, and the plane sharing and die interleaving utilize flash level resources. And based on this hardware background, I would like to introduce the software stack of the SSD. At the bottom of the SSD, we have a bare NAND flash packages. And we need a device driver to handle such kind of bare NAND flash packages called hardware abstraction layer. And at top of this device driver, there are flash translation layer called FTL exist. This FTL is responsible for the address translation between host and the VLAN flash packages. And SSD can further employ the host interface layer, which is responsible for the handshakings and parsing IO information over the host side. And because FTL remapped address spaces to the host and VLAN flash, so FTL or under the underlying flash firmware can determine physical data layout through the page allocation strategies. So page allocation strategies are directly related with a physical data layout and access sequence, which has a great impact on determining the performance and the internal parallelism. So here are our questions. First, which page allocation scheme would be globally optimal in terms of performance? And what are the relationship between the different level concurrency method? And the last one is, what are the resource utilization of different page allocation strategies? So we found that the flash level resource first page allocation strategies have a better positions in performance, in a performance angle. And we also found that channel first page allocation schemes render high flash level parallelisms difficult. And lastly, this is very interesting, that with most of the current parallel data accesses, the internal resources are significantly underutilized, which means we have a great room to improve our SSD performance. So before talking about little detail about the page allocation strategies, I would like to classify the 24 page allocation strategies into four groups. First group is channel-first page allocation strategies, which are allocate internal resources in favor of channel striping. And second one is wave-first page allocation strategies, which are oriented forward, taking advantage of wave pipelining. And the last group is die-first and plan-first page allocation strategies, which are allocate die and plan resources in an attempt to reap the benefit of flash level parallelism first. So let's take the example of the channel-first page allocation strategies. And in this example, I'm going to assume that in an SSD, we have just two channel and two way, and one flash packages formed the dual die package form. And these packages are designed by the multi-plane architecture. And I'm going to further assume that one IO request consists of 10 NAND transactions. So in this example, CWDP give a priority to the order of channel, way, die, and plane. So in the first page, these schemes can allocate internal resources over the multiple channel first, and then it allocate another resources across the different ways. And after that, it allocate internal resources among the multiple die, it looks like this. And finally, it allocate plane resources to the remaining NAND transaction. So the CWDP is the best strategies among the six channel first page allocation strategies that we demonstrate in this paper. And before talking about further page allocation strategies, I wanted to emphasize on the channel first page allocation strategies introduce low flash level locality. And let's look at the wave first page allocation strategies. In this strategies, it give a priority to the order of way, die, channel, and plane. So it allocate the internal resources. Obviously, it allocate internal resources across the different way, and then it allocate multiple die resources in favor of channel striping. And then it continue to allocate the die resources until there is no resources can be allocated within same channel. And finally, it allocate another resources to the channel A. So the WDCP is the best among the wave first page allocation strategies. And this is another one, die first page allocation strategies, is a scheme utilize flash level resources rather than system level resources. So DPWC give the priority to die, plane, way, and channel. So let me explain this. So the first, These schemes allocate internal resources across the multiple dies and the multiple plane. At this moment, it should be pointed out, the four NAND transactions can be served die interleaving with multiplane mode, which is the highest flash level parallelism, and which is four times faster than non-parallelized I/O accesses. And then it continue to allocate internal resources with the same channel, and then it allocate changing the different channel and allocate the internal resources. So DPWC is the optimal strategies among the die first page allocation strategies. This one is the last one. So plane first page allocation is another schemes for utilizing the flash level resources. And PWCD give a priority the order of plane, way, channel, and die. So it allocate multiple plane for the different way, and then it allocate the multiple plane across over the different channel. And then it allocate the multiple plane until it there is no resources can be allocated. So the end of the allocation process, there is also four NAND transaction can be served or through the die interleaving with the multiplane mode operation. So PWCD is the optimal page allocation strategies over the 24 page allocation schemes. So as we can see, as I demonstrated, the die and plane first page allocation schemes are served high flash level parallelism more than the channel or way first page allocation strategies. So let me introduce, let me explain the evaluation setup. So we need a simulation model with cycle accuracies. So we built a model as an open source project, and this open source project implement fine-grained NAND flash command. And we also implemented advanced command with a strong address constraint. And it also understand intrinsic latency variation. For example, if I configure 32 nanometer Hynix multi-level cell, then the write operations, the write latency can be varies from 400 microseconds to the 5,000 microseconds, which means this is very good for us to evaluate accurately and elaborately the 24 page allocation strategies. Based on this simulation model, we built a SSD framework which have eight channel and eight way. So it has 64 flash packages, and each flash packages form the dual die package format, and it also have two plane architectures. And we also introduce a standard interface queue which has 32 entries, which is very similar to the native command queue over the SATA. And we implemented the several flash firmware like page level mapping schemes and greedy garbage collection algorithm based on for the eight type of such the SSD framework. So here is the result for the throughput and latency. And we normalize the x-axis indicate the different traces. And y-axis is normalized to the channel and way striping methods, which was reported the best strategies by recent works. So we compare the IOs as a throughput. And as we can see here, the way first, the die first, the flame first, the all page allocation strategies outperform the channel first page allocation strategies in terms of IOs. And when you look at the latency, it has a little different behavior compared to throughput. Because the channel first page allocation strategies or schemes provide a shorter latency compared to others. We believe that one of the reasons behind this one is that one I/O request can be striped over the multiple internal resources, so such I/O request can be served in parallel way. So it provides a shorter latency. And we also show the parallelism breakdown to support our claim. So the white rectangle indicate the stripe legacy mode operation. The legacy mode operation means there is no flash level parallelism. And the yellow one is die interleaving, and the orange one is the flame sharing, And the red one is die interleaving with the multiplane I/O operation. And all I/O requests are stripe order multiple channels, which means high parallelism can be achieved as getting close to the red operation. So first, we look at the channel first page allocation. There is no red operation, right? And when we look at the way first page allocation, there is a few red operation, which is a die interleaving with multiplane read operation. And in contrast, when you look at the die first and flame first page allocation, about 40% of the total I/O operation is consist of die interleaving with multiplane mode operation. So the main reason behind low flash parallelism is observed on the page schemes in favor of channel is that they render the advanced flash command composition difficult at a long time due to the low flash level locality. Finally, we also tested over the 24 page allocation strategies, which indicated by x-axis, and y-axis indicate the channel utilization. And as we can see here, the channel resources are utilized just 40% on average with most parallel data access methods. And we also further evaluate the execution breakdown for the write intensive and read intensive. The read respective of the read or write oriented workload, about 80% of the total executions are spent on idle, which means if we can remove the idle times and we can improve the resource utilization, then we can improve SSD performance significantly. So the ideal page allocation strategy should have low latencies and high throughput, right? So the channel first page allocations strategies have a better positions for the improving for low level lower latency, and the way first page strategies have the better position for high throughput. And to achieve both lower latencies and higher throughput, the one important thing is improving flash level parallelism. And the channel first page allocation strategies is suitable for the latency sensitive application, and there is some room to improve their performance by avoiding resource contention. And the way pipelining method usually have a high throughput, so it is suitable for the throughput sensitive application, and it improved their parallelism by maximizing resource utilization. So we didn't simulating using just the 400 megahertz NAND flash interface. So in the future, we plan to incorporate a high speed flash interface, and we wanted to further evaluating with the various parameters. So let me conclude. So the first conclusion is that the channel and way striping based page allocation scheme is not the best, despite the recent work claiming that. So we observed that in overall case, flash level resource first page allocation schemes have better performance, and channel first page allocations introduce poor flash level locality, and lastly, the internal resources are significantly underutilized. So I would like to explain thanks to the Umesh, Alice Wilson, and John Sheriff, who is a contributor of our simulation model. Thanks.
Thank you. So it's time for questions. We have like 10 minutes left until the end of this session. So please come forward and ask a question. Peter?
Peter Desnoyers, Northeastern. This is fascinating work. One thing I'm interested in is I noticed looking at the paper, your flash reads, you have a 2K page size, your bus time on the channel is about the same as your read latency. Now for larger pages, if you keep the same slower bus speed, do you think some of your read numbers would change significantly because the channel contention would be more of an issue?
Yeah, I think so. So when you look at there's so many background. Back of slide. When we look at when we break down the cycle for the read and write, we already know that the 60%, at least 50% account for the IOBUS activity. So if we have larger page size, then it means they have a huge IOBUS activity, which introduce more channel conflict and the bus contention for lead. Yeah, thank you.
I have a question. You have assumed that there are eight-way channel.
Yeah.
So what if you reduce the ways into two or one, for example, then
how? Yeah. Then I believe that the conflict in a die level, I mean the flash package level, will be significantly occur. So which means the latency, the every I/O request have to wait the previous I/O request if we have a smaller size the channels in the way. Is it? Okay.
And what kind of FTL are you assuming?
The page level mapping schemes we employed.
All right. So, okay, let's thank the speaker. And this is the end of the morning session. Thank you.